9 days of October are good times to see Mars in the morning sky because the moon will set by about 5 a.m. If you look at about 5 a.m., the red planet will be high in the east, above and a little to the right of the bright star Regulus in Leo. Mars has just passed through the wonderful Beehive star cluster, and now it's moving toward Regulus. In November, these two objects will have a very close encounter. Jupiter is also very good this month. It's about to get almost as close to the Earth as it ever does, and so this time it's really going to be bright. It rises in the east in the evening, earlier every night, and should be easy to find by around 9 p.m. It follows the great square of Pegasus into the sky, and if you go look for it near midnight or so, you'll see it very high in the south. It's so bright, you really can't miss it. It's the only thing that looks like Jupiter. Now, if you're out watching Mars at 5 a.m., you can also see Jupiter over in the western sky at the same time. In between the two planets are the familiar winter constellations, such as Orion, Taurus, and Gemini. Sirius, the brightest of stars, will be up at that hour, but it can't hold a candle to Jupiter. October's full moon shines on the night of Tuesday the 11th. It's called the Hunter's Moon because at this time of year the leaves are falling and crops have largely been harvested, and that leaves less cover for game. It rises that evening, that's the 11th, at 5:49 p.m. in Grand Marais. That's about half an hour before sunset and only about 3 hours before the moment of true fullness. This means we should get to see the moon the way I personally like it best, which is very round, sitting just above the horizon and against a pale sky. The summer triangle of bright stars is still up in the west. It's getting ready to set for the season. It was home to a recent discovery. The summer triangle comprises the brightest stars in three constellations. One is Cygnus the Swan. And just about 2 weeks ago, NASA announced that its Kepler Space Telescope had found a planet about the size of Saturn out in one of the wings of Cygnus. This planet orbits not one, but two stars that are about 200 light years from us. The stars circle each other at a distance of about 20 million miles, while the planet, named Kepler-16b, orbits them both from a distance of 65 million miles from the center of the system. Now, if you lived on such a planet, you would see two stars, one big and orange, the other small and red, and they'd be rising and setting every day. Sometimes one would even cross right in front of the other. And, of course, you'd cast a double shadow. So it's no wonder Kepler-16b picked up its unofficial moniker, namely Tatooine, after Star Wars character Luke Skywalker's home planet, which also orbited two suns. But you're not likely to find any Skywalkers on this Tatooine. You see, it's a very cold world. The two stars are small. One is about 69% the mass of the sun, and the other about only 20% the mass of the sun. The planet orbits around both stars every 229 days, similar to Venus's 225-day orbit. But because the stars are cooler than our sun, Kepler-16b is nowhere near as warm as Venus, or Earth for that matter. Liquid water almost certainly couldn't exist on its surface. That's all for now, and happy star watching.
Dean Morrison is a science writer at the University of Minnesota. To learn more about what you can see in the night sky this month, you can read her Minnesota Starwatch column by going to umn.edu and searching for Starwatch. You can also find a link to her column on the WTIP website at wtip.org.